Hey there, this is Lincoln.
And Jill.
And you're listening to the Geek Speak Podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking about who to look out for, what to look out for when you're hiring a marketing agency or a marketing company. This topic, I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up on it. Look, I got a rant, a serious rant that I need to share with you guys because I'm pissed. I'm pissed about it. What do you think, Jill?
I think you're pissed.
Yeah. Listen in. Well, hello, guys. Welcome to episode 4 of Geek Speak. Today, what we're going to be talking about, what to look out for when you are trying to get your marketing done. This is something that you need to look out for. Here are I'm going to give you 7 things that you need to look out for when you are looking for a marketing company. The reason why is because think about your business. Think about how important your business is. And think about the people or the individual or the company or whoever it is that's going to be doing your marketing. That's critically important. I'm telling you, this is so important. This is one of the most important decisions that you can make as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a small company, as a startup. If you're growing, you want to make sure that you choose the right company to really do your marketing. I'm going to go on a rant right now. I just want to share this with you guys, and I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant. And before we get started with some of these things, and what really disturbs me a lot, when you're working with other marketing companies, and the thing about it is, sometimes customers are going to leave. You're going to have customers, they're going to come and they're going to go. That's just how it is. That's the cycle. Whatever goes up goes down. Okay? That's just the cycle of life. That's how things happen. It's our job as business owners, as companies, to keep our customers happy and to make sure we know what they want and to give them exactly what they want and to solve problems. That's what we're here for. We're problem solvers. But this is what irks me a lot with companies, especially in the marketing space. A lot of people, because it's so popular and it's so easy, you know, it's perceived to be easy. That's air quotes. I'm doing the air quotes if you guys are listening in on the Geek Speak podcast. Look, stop holding your customers hostage. Please stop doing it. It's not a good thing. It's not a good look for you if you're holding your customers hostage. And there are so many businesses out there that are holding their customers hostage, especially marketing companies. I'm coming to do business with you and you're holding me hostage by withholding passwords. Or, you know, somebody has their domain hosted with you, which is GoDaddy, you're a marketing company. And this is what you need to look out for. I'm going to go through some of these points here, but this is some of the things that you guys need to look out for when you are looking for a marketing company. If you're looking for somebody to really work with and to build with and to grow with, then these are some of the things that you're going to need to look at. But my rant was, before I get into this, was marketing companies. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you guys. First, before I talk to our audience, if you're checking this out, stop holding your customers hostage. If I'm doing business with you and you're withholding my passwords to get into GoDaddy so I can log in and I'm gonna move my business away from you, why as a business, that's not a good business practice. Why would I withhold passwords? Why would I make sure that your website goes down before you leave my company and go to someone else. No, what you want to do is you want to keep a bank of goodwill. You want to keep a bank of goodwill with people because you never know. They can always come back. They can always come back. So this is some things that I want to share with you guys today. Okay, here's number one. The number one, we're going to go through how many things are here. How many things are on the board? I think it's seven things that are on the board. And, you know, if you can identify with any of these things, this is what I want you guys to do. Hey, Brooklyn, how's it going? I see you jumped in there. Hey, Eric, thanks, man, for liking this. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you guys jumping on and checking us out. So I'm going through these things here. And if you guys, you're online and you have any questions, go ahead and shoot those questions. And I can and I'll answer those questions live while we're here on the Geek Speak podcast and Facebook Live. So, number one thing, one of the top things to look out for when you are looking for a marketing company, they have no onboarding process. Make sure you look. And when I talk about onboarding process, what happens after you sign up with this company? What's the next step? What's happening next? Is there any education? Do they tell you what the process is going to be? What's the onboarding process? What happens next? And if you don't know, if they don't tell you what's happening next, that's a red flag. Because guess what? If you don't know what's happening next, they don't know what's happening next. How do you think your marketing is going to be affected? Your marketing is going to be affected negatively. Because they have no idea. They don't even have an onboarding process. How do they welcome you as a customer to their company? How do you do that? So watch out. If they don't have an onboarding process, make sure you watch out for that. The next thing is they don't explain the process to you. That's simple. They don't explain to you what is going to happen. What's going to happen after I become your customer? What's the next thing that's going to happen? How does this look? What's the process? What's your monthly process? What's your weekly process? What am I going to get from you? What can I look forward to? There's a lot of companies out there, like I said, because it appears to be so easy that, you know what, I'm just going to post on Facebook and I'm just going to put this stuff up and I'm just going to do this and then these companies are going to grow. It doesn't work like that. And they don't give you a process because they do not know how to do marketing properly. Okay, so watch out. I'm telling you guys, buyer beware. Beware. Number one, they don't have an onboarding process. And number two, they don't give you a process. They don't give you a process of what's going to happen next. Okay, so number two. Number three, this is the worst. this is the worst. They keep all your passwords. Oh my gosh, this is the worst. Because guess what? So you sign up with the company, and we've had this so many times when companies are coming over to us, we're having to fight, we're having to almost take people to court. Because let me give you your rights, guys. Let me give you your rights. If you register a domain, you go on GoDaddy.com. You register a domain. Our domain is webmobilefusion.com. You go on and you register your domain with GoDaddy. It has your name in there. When you go through, it has a billing contact. It has an administrative contact. And it has a technical contact. I can tell you that right now. And most likely, if you're going on GoDaddy and you're signing up for this, you are the owner. Okay? So what happens sometimes is a company say, oh, I want you to point your information over to our hosting. We're going to host your website, or we're going to build your website and we're going to host it. Okay. Guess what? You do that. That's fine. You are still the technical contact. Do not allow them to hold you hostage, because what happens is they scare you because they didn't educate you on the process. You are a business owner. You could care less about the marketing stuff. But what I want you guys to know right now, start caring about the marketing stuff and make sure you get every single password. There is your Google password. You want your Facebook password. You want your Facebook ads password. You want your Google AdWords password. You want your Google My Business password. You want your Bing pages password. You want every single password there is. make sure you get your passwords and you keep them, because buyer beware again, if your marketing company is not giving you access to your own passwords, your property, guess what? That's a red flag. So don't allow them to keep your passwords. Number four, they give you unclear reports. This is another thing. So marketing companies out there, consumers out there, beware of this. They're going to say, oh yeah, we're going to give you all these reports. We're going to tell you exactly what's going on. And it's going to show, you know, your business is doing this. Guess what? Marketing companies can be deceptive in reports because they don't want you to see what's behind the scenes. They don't want you to actually see what's happening. So guess what? They don't give you the passwords, because when things are going negative, they're like, oh, well, we don't want them to see this. But guess what? You should give your customers the password. You should make sure that you get all the passwords and access to the reports. They should sit down with you or shoot a video or something with you to walk through exactly how to read these reports. You're a business owner. I don't care about some googly got marketing reports that I can't understand. Don't send those to me. Explain to me exactly what's happening on these reports, okay? So make sure that when companies, you hire a marketing agency, you hire a marketing company or individual, that the reports that they're sending you make sense and you actually know what they are. Because if you don't know what the marketing reports are, you don't know what's going on, then guess what? They're just sending you stuff. You see arrows going up and down and you don't even know what that means. Buyer beware, okay? That's number four. Make sure they give you clear reports. Number five, what experience do they have? This is another thing. Marketing, it's just not posting on Facebook. It's just not creating an ad. It's just not boosting a Facebook post. That's not marketing. There's an entire process, and I'm going to share with you guys in a second. There's an entire process, and we're going to go deeper into this process as we continue to go along. But do not get caught up. What's their experience? How long have they been around? Who have they worked for in the past? Do they have other customers that can vouch for them? Are they in the community, or are they a company that's in, we're living in Georgia, we're in McDonough, Georgia, but you're hiring a marketing company that's in California, you can't even see them, you don't even know who they are, and you're expecting them to do wonders for you. If you can work with a local company that you can trust, that's reliable, you can come to their office, you can sit down with them, you could ask questions, you could call them on the phone, you could Skype with them, you could meet them in person, you could touch them, I would advise that. If you know the individuals and know who they are, I would advise that. Don't get caught up with the bright, shiny lights of these big marketing companies. Because guess what? A lot of those people are learning. And it's not bad, because everybody has to learn. Everybody has to learn, and it's fine. But guess what? One thing that you want to make sure of before you hire a marketing company is to find out what their experience is. Mr. Jerry Hesselink, how you doing, sir? Hello to you. Thank you for jumping on. I appreciate that. If you have any questions, make sure you shoot us some questions. What we're talking about today is what to look for when you are hiring a marketing company. So we just went through the first few of these. So now we're gonna continue going. We're almost done here. Number six is no consulting. They don't give you any consulting, okay? And there's price wars. So people fight over price wars, and they fight about, you know, I'm cheaper than this person. And it doesn't worry. It doesn't matter about the price. It's a big factor. But this is what I want you to take a look at when you're hiring a marketing company. Do they consult you? If they don't consult with you and they don't give you advice as to what's the best thing for your company, One piece of marketing does not fit all, okay? It's not a all-in-one type solution or situation. They need to consult you. And here are some of the areas where they need to consult you in. Because there's about six or seven different areas. Number one is awareness, okay? We're going to talk about this on a future Geek Speak podcast. But number one is awareness. Number two is engaging. Number three is subscribing. Number four is converting. Number five is excite. And number six and seven is advocate and promote. These are the stages that when you meet with a client or when they're meeting with you, that they need to make sure that they're telling you about. Because this is the process. This is consulting. Every company is going to be different. Your company is different from the other guy. You might be in the same industry, but you're different. You have different goals, different needs, different wants, different expectations. So you want to make sure they consult with you so that you can get the right right plan in place for your business. And the last thing is, guys, they have no testimonials and no reviews. And nobody's recommending them. That's a red flag. Now, I'm going to tell you this. There are companies, there are individuals that start companies every single day. And they're starting out. Some of them are starting out. And somebody has to trust them. But what you also need to be aware of as well, if they don't have any testimonials and they say they've been in business for 15 plus years in internet marketing, digital marketing, marketing in general, buyer beware. So in wrapping this up, I'm going to summarize these again. Number one thing to look for, they have no onboarding process. Number two, they don't explain the process to you. Number three, they keep all the passwords. Number four, they give you unclear reports. Number five, what experience do they have? Number six, there's no consulting. They need to consult you. And number seven, there's no testimonials and no reviews. So I want to thank you guys for jumping on. And those of you that are going to be, that are watching this now, watching the replay and listening to the Geek Speak podcast, thank you. Tell people about this podcast. Tell people about Facebook Live. We usually go live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. But sometimes there might be, you know, some changes in the schedule. We'll let you know. If there's a topic that you want us to talk about, email us. Email us at support@webmobilefusion.com. Let us know what you want us to talk about. We'd be happy to talk about whatever it is. So thank you again for joining us on Geek Speak, brought to you by Web Mobile Fusion, episode 4. We'll see you guys next week for episode 5. We're out.